My guest on Book Notes this month is writer and editor Christine Grillo. She has published a great deal of nonfiction in esteemed places like the New York Times, The Atlantic, and others. She's also published short fiction, but her debut novel has just recently come out. This is called Hestia Strikes a Match. The year is 2023, and the United States has collapsed into a second civil war. So, Christine, this obviously sounds really serious, but there isn't a review that I've come across that doesn't touch on the humor. So how have you balanced that?
Well, when I started writing it, it was about the middle of the Trump administration. So I started writing it with a lot of despair. And at some point, I realized no one wants to read a novel that is this gloomy. And so I went back and tried to do a lighter touch. And I realized that instead of writing about the war as I envisioned it, I should write about a person who's going through things that we always relate to and that are very familiar but funny, and then weave the war into that in the background. And so I like to think that Hestia is funny and that she's her own worst enemy, kind of. I've had people say, oh, I just love her. I also want to just put my hands around her throat and throttle her.
I have to say, I was in a way put in mind of The Handmaid's Tale, also a sort of potentially dystopian world that seems a little prescient. How do you feel about that kind of comparison?
Wow, I've never had that comparison before. That's interesting. Certainly watching The Handmaid's Tale, there are a lot of moments of, oh, wow, this feels like it's just around the corner. And that is definitely how I wanted to write Hestia, that there's so many familiar moments in there where we're just an inch or two away from that being our reality. And I think our reality is pretty absurd right now. And so I try to get some of that absurdity in the book. I'd like to think that the women in Hestia are still a bit more empowered than the women in The Handmaid's Tale.
Won't you give us a snippet so that we can get a taste of your novel?
Sure. This is from the very beginning, from the first page. 2 months after the war began, I found myself single, abandoned. I was shaken, a little manic, already lonely. I dipped into the new-to-me online dating world, and before I could really figure out how the apps worked, I unwittingly flirted with guys from the other side. I even went on a date with one. The fact that his profile mentioned the word freedom so many times should have tipped me off. But he was nice looking, and let's be honest, loneliness is its own form of brain damage. Some apps screened out the Confederates, so I started to use those exclusively. Within a few months, I had a short list of men who'd hearted me back, whose grammar was good enough, and who seemed like solid unionists, but not too fanatical.
Christine Grillo, reading from her debut novel, Hestia Strikes a Match. Christine is a seasoned writer, but it's very exciting to have her first novel coming out. You can find out more on Christine's website, which is christinegrillo.us. Thank you so much, and thank you for giving us this gorgeous book.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for having me on the show.